So I want to briefly introduce you to a library that I've been working on. Originally, I started working on it as part of the Akhenaten Next effort that Christian Molekop had talked about yesterday. And eventually, we realized it's kind of useful, even outside Akhenaten, so we split it out. Now it's called KSync. It's in a playground right now. My presentation is basically not working. It's basically, I have some points. Okay, so it's a C++ 11 library, lots of templates, basically just one huge header file. The idea is to describe chain of asynchronous operations that you have in your application on single place, and then you can execute it from different places and implement the actual steps in different places, but the actual execution is described on a single place. So if you open the file, the source code, and you just look into the main function, you see how the asynchronous task will be executed, and you don't need to read the entire code just to get the idea what the flow is. Basically my presentation is just the source code. So this is what we do now. This is sort of ish example of how IMAP thingy can work. So it logs into the IMAP server. It lists the folders that are available there, and then it lists the folders that are available there, and Bluetooth. Oh, it wasn't me. Where am I supposed to stop? Anyway, so what you see now is that it starts a job and a new login job, and then when it finishes, the call goes here, and then it finishes and goes here, and then it does something, and it's actually it actually iterates over the results of the first job, and creates a bunch of new jobs. So it needs to keep the state, remember all the jobs. This is error prone because if this doesn't return any files, the job will never finish. And when all the jobs finish, you actually get the results here. And if all the jobs have finished, you emit results from the entire job. This is silly because you need to read the entire code to understand what the hell is going on. And you also need to keep these states, which is very dangerous. At some point, it just breaks. So this is an example with KSync, shortened kind of. This is where the entire thing is described, these couple lines. You start a login job, then you execute a list job, and for each result of the list job, you execute a fetch stats job, right? And that's it. I know exactly what is happening in this entire class just by looking at three lines of the code, and I don't really care how internally these things are implemented. And here I just wait, I execute the job, wait for, get some future promise, basically, and wait for it to finish. And when it finishes, I can just emit the result, and the results will be available in the future already. This is an example how the individual parts can be then implemented. Basically, just you start a job and you set the lambda to call future set finished, which tells you that, which basically tells the KSync library that the execution is over and it can execute the next task. One of the idea, we also support like chaining and similar stuff. So one of the ideas is that you can have a header file where you would have get login job, get list mailbox job, get fetch stats job, and whatnot. And each would return just a single sub job that does one thing. And then you can use KSync to compose those jobs in a nice way on a single place to make the code much easier to read and understand. This is what we would like to do, for instance, with the current KIMAP library, because currently it's just a complicated chain of things being called and invoked in random order, so it's difficult to get a grasp of what is going on. This makes it much easier to read. So if you're interested in using the library, you can clone it. If you're not afraid of templates, you can ping me on NRC, you can send me a mail, or just find me in the nearest bar. Thank you.